Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Fighter's Voice with Don McGuire, presented by Finished MMA and the United Way Merced.
It's your boy Sloan Bone of the Mo Thugs Movement, part of the Bone Thugs and Harmony family tree, the 86ers brand ambassador. Check it out though, listen, in a world full of followers, be proud to be different, be an 86er. So what I need y'all to do is go to the 86ers.net. We got the dopest apparel, men and women, everything you need for a fresh start. I'm talking tees, zip-ups, tanks, hoodies, and the best hats at a price nobody can match. I'ma ask you this though. What do your clothes say about you? If you don't know, come to the 86ers.net and find yourself out. And a special shout out to Don McGuire, the host of The Fighter's Voice. Salute, big homie.
Welcome to The Fighter's Voice. I'm your host, Don McGuire. We got a hell of a show for you today. This individual that I got on the show is truly a caring, compassionate young man, a man that's really given a lot back, you know, out of the sport without recognition. And we'll get to that on today's show. He's set to step up April 6th in the Bare Knuckle Fighting Championships 5 in the tournament for the lightweight championship. You know, he truly is a defined aspect in the sport, and he's growing more each day. With that being said, let's welcome the Nightmare to the program. How you doing, Abdul?
Hey, how you doing? Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me, Don.
Oh, the honor is all mine. Bro, you are truly creating greatness for yourself. You know, you look at the aspect, what you do, you know, behind the scenes in the sport, it's truly tremendous. You're a giving, compassionate, kind individual. Who was it or what was it that instilled that aspect of you, not as just as a warrior, but as a man in your walk in life?
Was it? Repeat that question one more time.
I said, who was it that instilled that kindness, that compassion, that has allowed you to give back away from the sport, not just as a warrior, but as a man?
My mom. Honestly, I looked her up and everything. She's pretty much what she got. She made, you know, who I am as a person. You know, she's a single mom and everything. She did what she had to do. She worked two jobs, and you know, she worked hard and she gave back. She did a lot for me, and you know, I wanted to give her, you know, give back too, and you know, also, you know, give back to what I'm doing right now too, MMA wise. You know, I want to give back.
Most definitely. And you know, you're truly taking off in the Bare Knuckle Fighting Championships world, and I think it's a tremendous attribute to you. Before we kind of touch on the fight and everything that's coming up with Johnny Bedford, you know, there's another inspirational aspect in your life, a man that truly believes in you. He's truly one that has your back. He whispers the words of intent that you need to hear when you need to hear them. That's Viet Le. What type of relationship and rapport has he instilled in you, one, you know, as a fighter, as a young mm-hmm. man, and one that is moving forward in life?
Ah, man. Well, shoot, man. I met him at a gym, and we've been, me and Viet, you know, I consider him as my father-in-law, too. He's my manager, my coach. He's pretty much all in one, and, you know, I married his daughter, Nicole, and everything. But we've been together for 8 years. You know, ups and downs. We've been, you know, through tough things and everything, but, you know, we stuck it together, and we know that, you know, in time, we were going to be, you know, we're going to be up there with everybody else, and we just trained hard, and we believed at each other, and we just kept going, kept moving forward, and, you know, he's the one that, you know, got me where I need to be. He kept, you know, he always in my corner, always get me pumped, always get me ready, and, you know, I'm always thankful for what he does, and he does a lot for me with my social media promoting, and you know, he goes out of his way, and you know, I can't thank him enough for what he does. And he's a great manager, great coach, and you know, he does a lot, and he doesn't even ask for anything in return. So you know, and you know, that's a great person. And I consider him as a great dad too.
Yeah, most definitely. And I don't think he ever sleeps, bro. He was trying to set our interview at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, he does Uber.
Dying.
Yeah, he does Uber. He wakes up at 5 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, he's a morning guy. We're not that. I'm not like that.
Yeah. You know, in the beginning, there was two organizations that started out. There was Bare Knuckle Fighting Federation, which totally screwed the fighters over. And I called him out on a live feed, and I made reformation to Boss Rutan. And, you know, I get a phone call from a gentleman by the name of David Feldman, who I'd never met in life before. And we had a nice long talk. And I saw in a promoter a person that truly cares about the fighters, a person that really wants to make this aspect of the sport go right, as it is the new era aspect of the sport. What was it like for you when you got that phone call from Dave Feldman asking you to be a participant in the Bare Knuckle Fighting Championships? What did that moment truly mean to the Nightmare?
Ah, man, that moment they gave me a shot for Bare Knuckles, it was really an honor from him. You know, when I didn't get the call, but my man, you know, Via got a hold, and he's the one that got it for me. But when I got the news and he told me to fight, I was like, let's do it. Let's do it. Let's have this opportunity. This is a great opportunity. This is something that's new in the sport, and I want to get on it. You know, I want to make history, like we're doing, like I'm doing right now. I'm fighting for, you know, for this tournament. And I want to make history, and I want people to know that I'm, you know, I want to make a mark and know who I am and get my name out there. You know, I've been always the underdog, and I always kind of fight my way up there, and you know, always, you know, I face tough people, and all the time face my, you know, a lot of tough people, but. You know, when I took my bare knuckle, I get that chance to bare knuckle, so let's go.
Yeah, I love it, too, because it's an opportunity of a lifetime. You talk about history. You know, mm-hmm. I had Arnold Adams on my show, one of the first ones to get the John L. Sullivan belt, but also one of the first African-Americans in the history of bare knuckle to receive such an honor. You know, he's created his name in the history books. He's been, you know, they can't take that from him. And you look at where you're at and all the other fighters with the Bare Knuckle Fighting Championships, all goes the same for you. You're in the creation of an old aspect, but in mm-hmm. a new era of the sport. So, I mean, you've created a legacy, but you've also cemented yourself into history as a part of that beginning of the promotion, an aspect of a promotion that is truly tremendous. And, you know, really is taking the sport by storm. You're set to face Johnny Bedford. You know, what type of aspect do you see perplexing going into fight night, April 6th? You know, I look at your fighting style. You're a tremendous warrior. I'm not going to take anything from Johnny Bedford. I think he's a tremendous warrior himself. But, you know, what thoughts are in the mind of the Nightmare as you step forward to April 6th?
You know, when I first stepped in that cage for my BKFC, my first fight against Sean West, I didn't know what else I get myself into. It was just, you know, pretty much a bare knuckle boxing. So I was like, I didn't know how the rules was going to be. I don't know how everything was at. But when I fought Sean West and I won, you know, my first fight in a round knockout, TKO, you know, now I had a feeling. I got comfortable. Now I know what I'm going to be dealing with. So now that I got into my training, went to my fight camp, I know what I'm going to be dealing with. And it's, you know, Johnny, I respect Johnny Bradford. He knows what he's, you know, he's a great fighter and everything, but he ain't gonna match what I have. I got tremendous speed. I got power, you know, for a short guy. He doesn't even know how much power I have for a short guy, and he's going to be amazed.
I think so, too. Would you say, with all the years that you've had in the sport, that stepping up in Bare Knuckle Fighting Championships, that you truly have found your true calling, you truly have found an aspect of yourself that you didn't even know existed?
Honestly, I think so. I think I felt like I'm where I need to be. I felt when I first fought my BKFC fight, my first big red knock was, I didn't know how it was going to be. I didn't know, you know, my hands were going to be strong enough or anything like that. But when, you know, when my hands were moving, I was moving, you know, just feeling and everything, I felt comfortable. I felt like I was in my nature, and you know, when I got that first round, when I hit him and everything, I felt good. It didn't hurt my knuckles or nothing, and I feel comfortable. I feel where I need to be. Bare knuckles, pretty much, it's gonna be my home, you know. And going to be a great aspect.
Right. I love it because it, to me, it truly defines you. To me, you truly found that puzzle piece that was missing from who you were. And I'm seeing that in a lot of fighters. You know, I've been interviewing a lot of the bare-knuckle fighters, and I even did some from the other promotion, you know, Chris Lieben, Johnny Hendricks, and all. But it's fighters like you that inspire me because you've put in years of work. I'm not saying they haven't, but you're a younger aspect of the sport. So to find an aspect that defines you will give you better greatness in the future to come. You know, you look back at your fight with West, you know, after that fight had happened, you know, the arena was clear and you were back at the hotel room. And you just realize, you come to the realization that you just had your first bare-knuckle fight and you won. What did that moment truly mean to you, Abdel? Not just as a warrior, but as a man completing something that you set forth to do.
You know, like everybody, with that, since that day when I, that night, when I thought about everything and I wanted to be here, I was happy with joy. You know, I believed in myself. I know I kind of doubted myself for a little bit, but I'm like, no matter what, I go in there and just have fun. You know, I go out there in that ring, no matter what, even if it's MMA or so, I go out there, have fun, give it my all. And you know, if it win or lose, I did what I had to do. But in that room and everything, I was just felt with joy and happiness. I made a mark. You know, I could make history. You know, I know that I could have a shot for this title. And that's what it's motivating me to keep going. And, you know, I'm training my ass off for this fight, you know, for Johnny Redford. Yeah.
Would you say in a roundabout way, it's payback for your mother, for Viet, for you to go out there on April 6th and show the world, you know, that you can do what you set out to do? What would that win mean to you? Would you say it would be, you know, payback for all the hard work and determination that your mother and Viet have instilled in you?
Yeah, man, honestly, it's been, you know, I've been through a lot, you know, since my ups and downs my whole life. I've been, you know, I've been doubted. I've been, you know, been always so underdog. I've been, even before I fought, you know, when I was doing wrestling in high school, I did a little bit of boxing. I've always been doubted. Always, you know, I was short in my age and everything. So everybody didn't know who I was or anything. So, you know, I wanted to make a name for myself and do sports and everything. And now with the MMA, I'm trying to make a mark, and I want to give back to everybody that, you know, put the time in me and everything, and did a lot for me to where I need to, you know, where I need to be, like Coach Viet, where it got me, my wife, my mom. I got friends and family that believe in me, that, you know, that I still do. And, you know, I just got to keep driving. And, you know, I know where I know it's the ups and downs, but if you just keep going and don't, you know, stop believing, you're gonna get there. It sucks, but, you know, you got to suffer sometimes.
Yeah, you remind me a lot of Kung Lee in that statement. You know, I interviewed for the first time when I first interviewed Kung Lee. You know, I took him from the fall of Saigon when he was a child to come to the United States, as we discussed on the phone the other day off the show. You know, to him being bullied at a very young age and people telling him he couldn't do anything, and he goes on to be a world champion. Do you see that being the same path, the same influence in you, Abdel? Because, you know, I asked him a question, and I'll ask you, and I ask a few people because I like to hear the answers and I like to hear the thoughts of the fighters. You know, with Kung, it was pride, passion, and perseverance that truly allowed him to overcome all the adversity in his life. So with that being said, what does pride, passion, and perseverance mean to you? And has it truly allowed you to motivate yourself past the adversity?
Yeah, no, definitely. You know, like this has motivated me 10 times. You know, like even though I'm still have to treat people wrong. Like right now, I'm getting already like doubted and already, you know, getting think that I'm already, you know, gonna lose. They're gonna think I'm already lose this fight, and you know that's what I'm getting. That's motivation. You know, I take everything that people are saying or people are, you know, and I know people believe in me and all that, but in myself, like, you know I have to do better, and I just gotta prove people wrong, no matter what. And until I get a belt, you know, in PKFC and see that, you know, I'm for real and I'm a real fighter and, you know, person that, you know, no one should have been, you know, missing me. So.
I like that, you know, because you look at all you do away from the sport. You're an ambassador for Fighting for Autism. You give a lot back to your community. You give a lot back to people just in general. So with that being said, you know, because people always want to know this, do you carry the burden of all those that believe in you into fight night? And how hard is it for you to flick that switch and show the world, and not only the world, but the people that truly back you, how much appreciation and respect you have for them?
Yeah, no, honestly, sometimes I do carry that burden because, you know, when I lose a fight, and I've been training my ass off, you know, and I lose a fight, and it's just like, damn, you know, I trained all this time and, you know, I didn't know if it was worth, you know, my training. You know, I didn't want my coach upset, you know. I care about what, you know, I care about what they say, and, you know, I truly take what they take, you know, they say to me and everything, you know. And I lost what I was saying. My fault. Can you repeat one more question again?
You're right, man. You answered it good enough. You know, I don't write questions down. They come off my heart. So, you know, it's just basically, do you carry the burden of the people that support you into the fight?
Yeah.
And you answered it with great articulation. You know, history is a tremendous thing. Creating a legacy is something that nobody can take for you. You know, from you, I apologize for that. What does it mean for you and your family to sit back and now realize that you have created a legacy? 10, 15, 20 years from now, people that are related to you, people that love the sport, can now look back, now that you're also creating history and bare-knuckle fighting championships, what does it mean to you that 10, 15, 20 years from now, people will be able to go back and see who the Nightmare was and what he represented in the sport?
It's going to mean a lot, you know, because I know this PKFC is going to take off real well, and it's going to take off big, you know, big time. You know, a lot of stuff is going to be happening, and, you know, like 10 to 15 years, like I have my son, you know, he's already know that I fight and everything. I know that I'm going to get him involved in fighting and everything. So he's going to know who that is, and he can look me up sometimes, and people are going to know that, you know, I'm a bare knuckle fighter and I'm all that stuff. And I'm, you know, it's going to be one of the best that I, at least I'm one of the, you know, people that made history, even though if I didn't win the belt or so, you know, at least I'm one of those people that, you know, were in the fight card and was still, you know, with BKFC.
You know, Abdel, you look at, I'm 53 years old, I'm an old man, so I'm going to ask you many questions and then we'll touch back and forth on the fight. I don't do that, like I told you, I don't do the Wikipedia or Tapology shows, because anybody can find that type of stuff on social media or television or just looking up your name. But, you know, one thing that is inspiring about you, you're a different aspect, you're a different era of the sport, even though you've been around for quite some time now. You know, you talk about facing adversity, people telling you you can't do, you know, certain things, and you've proven them wrong. What does it mean for you now to truly sit back and look at your career, and did you ever surmise that you would get where you're at and have the opportunities that you have today?
Yeah, I'm pretty amazed where I'm at, and I'm happy, you know, like where I came from, how far I am, and how hard I have to work to where I have to be. I'm truly happy, you know. I have a family, I have a whole bunch of stuff ahead of me, you know, and I know it's not over, you know. I'm young, 25, like, I got a lot of stuff going, you know, it's going to be happening in my future, so I just got to keep going and keep fighting, you know. I cannot stop. I'm going to keep changing, I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. You know, I'm going to do MMA, BKFC, you know, I'm still going to, you know, do all the well-round sports all around, and I'm going to keep fighting, and I'm going to, you know, keep getting, like, you know, keep facing top dog people that, you know, that people aren't afraid of. You know, I'm not afraid of facing, you know, people that are, you know, I'm out of my league or anything like that. So it's just fight, you know, we fight.
I love it. He said, we fight. You know, it's funny. I don't mean to laugh, man, because it's true. I mean, you know, But if there's one thing I do want to say out of the last couple of statements, you've made a reference to a loss. And I'm going to quote a professor, a UFC fighter, and a great friend of mine, that being James Krause. He was asked in a Q&A what it felt like to be 22-7. He said, "I'm not 22-7. I'm 22-0 with 7 lessons learned." Is that the same way that Viet instills the passion in you looking forward and moving forward in your career?
Yeah, definitely. Honestly, all these losses that I have,
lessons.
Yeah. The lessons, you know, that Coach Viet teach me, like, you know, mostly the 6 losses that I have in my record, like, they're not losses. They're just lessons that I have to learn, you know, because most of them I should have won that fight. And, you know, sometimes it's because I cut my weight wrong or so, or they didn't listen or anything. But if I, you know, learn from what I, you know, what happened and everything, I get better and everything. Like, right now, like, I'm learning what I'm doing and I'm training my ass off for this and I'm taking everything in. So, you know, this is not going to be a loss for this fight.
I can't see that either, man. You know, you've got so much circumvented around you, you know, and the sport is a pretty brutal sport. What was it that instilled you to want to take this path in life other than your mother? What was it that inspired you? You know, you talk about, you know, people say you couldn't do things. You talk about certain retributes in life. But what was it that truly pushed you to the point that you realized this is who you are in life?
Oh, man. You know, I've been doing sports my whole entire life. When I got into MMA, it felt like I'm there. This is where I need to be. That's where I, you know, all the lessons, all the things that I learned from my past and everything, I could, you know, be there to hear and, you know, teach everybody what happened in my past, what happened in my life and everything, and truly, you know, make an effect. And I know that it could help a lot of people. And, you know, MMA is one of the best sports. I mean, and BKFC, you know, be something too.
Most definitely. Now, maybe, Abdel, you could explain for my listeners, you know, this fight is considered special rules, and that's a little bit different. You don't generally see that in the posting of a bare-knuckle fighting championship, you know, bout. Can you explain to my listeners and to the fans of the sport what it truly means in the aspect of special rules going into this fight with Johnny Bedford?
Oh, the special rules, like, it's pretty, it's not that bad, you know. It's a little bit of some of the MMA and stuff, but mostly some of the boxing. It's just, you know, the clinching, you hugging most of the time, but they break you apart real quick. But you just got to keep moving forward. You know, you just got to move, and, you know, like, also you can smack the hand and everything, but there's no spin punch. You can't spin or punch or nothing like that. But, you know, you could do some of the MMA style, like, you know, Superman punch or so. Just so, you know, get some creative in there. You can be creative, that's all. Get creative.
Yeah. Well, rumor has it, and I want to get your thoughts, because you'll be the first bare-knuckle fighter that I've asked this question. Rumor has it, and I've seen a couple postings, you know, and I'm not sure if it's bare-knuckle fighting championships or not, but supposedly this summer there's going to be a bare-knuckle aspect with kickboxing that's going to arise. If that time and day does come, and it is with BKFC, would Abdel Velasquez be prone to jump on that bandwagon compared to where you're at now?
I never heard of that. I'm not on social media a lot, so I didn't know nothing about that. Sorry. But if that, you know, if that actually happens and BKFC is involved, you know, I got no mind. I honestly love to take that challenge and be another aspect. You know, I got to stand up. You know, I love doing stand up. I'm a stand up person. So if legs have to be involved, we could do some legs. And it'll be one hell of a fucking fight, too. No shin guards, no nothing like that. We just be flying.
Right? That'd be, I when I saw it, I was kind of amazed. I was like, you know, that would be pretty much super dope. You know, but you're part of a sport that was created well over 100 years ago, and you're the new era aspect of that sport. You know, that in itself is just tremendous. You know, what you've done in the sport of MMA and everything combined and giving and all that aspects is even more tremendous. But now you get this opportunity with Johnny Bedford, and as we talked about earlier, it's probably going to be one of the biggest fights of your career. You know, but you look at it, and you look at it as a man, and what do you truly take away from all the opportunities that you've been given, and how do you control the hype, the fan support? How do you maintain that warrior ability that you've had all these years?
I just, you know, keep it to myself. You know, I know people are always going to say, you know, good luck or anything like that. You know, like I got people always telling me, you know, all this other stuff, you know, for the fight, before you get to the fight, oh, you're going to do great and all this stuff. You know, everybody believes in me. I know that. And I know people got my back, and, you know, and I know that. And no matter what, win or lose, people are still going to have my back. So I'm not going to have that pressure in my back that people are, you know, have invested in me or something like that, have put the time in me, because I know they believe in me, and I know I believe in myself, and I know that I'm going to win this fight. You know, I respect Johnny Bedford. He's a great guy and everything. You know, this opportunity is great for my career, because Johnny Bedford has an insane career resume, you know, UFC and so, and just, you know, if I beat him, it'll be a great, great step up for my career, and it'll get my name out big time out there.
I have to agree with you. You know, if you had to make a statement, Abdel, to the fans of bare knuckle fighting and the sport in general about what your mission statement is and what the sport truly means to you and the support from them, what would that statement be, my brother?
Oh, man, when you guys, you know, anybody joined BKFC or... You know, BKFC is one of the best sports out there. It's right now, it's upcoming and everything. You know, David Fenn was one of the best promoters. He's really investing in fighters. He truly put a lot into the fighter. He believes in fighters, and he does a lot, you know, for the fighters. But I was saying, like, you know, you just go out there, like, you know, David Fenn comes to me, and, you know, last time in my last fight, he's like, go out there and fight. You know, and I take that advice, and I took that in, and I was like, all right, we're fighting. And so, like, you know, you guys have to fight. It's a fight, and... 2 minutes, 5 rounds. It's not a lot of time. It's just, you know, it's 2 minutes. 2 minutes go by quick. It's not 5 minutes, not 3 minutes, it's 2 minutes. You just got to give it all for 5 rounds. And, you know, you got to put your heart out there, you know? So it is what it is.
Yeah, it's straight banging. A lot of people really don't understand that. When a lot of people hit me up and ask me, you know, how many rounds is it in this net? I said, bro, it's 2 5-minute rounds, and you can't slough. You know, it's constant banging. You know, I kind of want to take you a little bit back in the MMA side of it just for a moment, because it was a fight for me that truly left an aspect that I saw in you that I think maybe you may realize and agree with me. You know, I want to go back to your fight with Alexis Villa. To me, that was a fight that Abdel Velasquez, the Nightmare, truly realized his purpose in the sport. Would you say that's a fair assumption?
Yeah, when I had that opportunity with TNFC and I fought over there and fought with Alex Avila, it made me, you know, had an opportunity that I could get up to where I need to be and be in the top level and get where I, you know, get to the top. And I mean, with my age and people underestimate me just because I'm small and will have what they want, you know, and people, I don't have to look, I don't have to the character, you know, because I'm a nice guy, I'm a humble guy, I'm not that kind of talk shit or nothing like that, but, you know, like, when I'm in that fight and I'm in that cage, you really stumble someone that, you know, you don't like to fight, you know, and that's who I am.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. You know, it's tremendous, you know, I guess the picture I posted of you, people are saying it really needs to be made into a poster. I don't get that. Some of my sponsors are hitting me up. But the thing of it is I look at what people are saying about you in the sport, and a lot of people are saying you're the next being – I can't even speak today, bro. You see, you got me all hyped up. But they're saying you're the next big thing in the bare-knuckle aspect. They're saying that you're a future champion in the creation. You know – when you hear humbling words like that, does it truly show to yourself, to your family, to Viet, how much hard work and perseverance y'all have put into to the creation of the nightmare?
Yeah, definitely. Man, this, like, since where I'm at and people are talking about that, and I didn't hear about it, you know, but now you're saying it, I was like, you know, that's got me, that got me joy, that got me heart, that got me, it got me pumped right now, and, you know, it got me to where I want to, like, train even harder, and I'm going to be where I need to be. I'm even training harder, I'm just going to train 10 times harder, but she said to me, and, you know, it's going to be where I'm, it's going to pretty much pay off where we're at, and I'm, if I'm going to be in the champ, if I'm a champion, it's going to pay off big time, you know, for Viet, for everybody, and, you know, to know that, you know, where I'm at and where I, you know, spent my career, and, you know, even though people don't believe that this is a career, it is a career, it's just, you got to give it, it's mental, you know, it's all mental, and you just got to fight it, you got to keep going and forward, you know, and that's what it is.
Yeah, it truly is, because I look back at Diego Lima. He had broke his hand. He hadn't got an offer to fight for a year and a half. And I called him up and wanted him to do a radio show with me, and he says, why? I said, man, bro, just come do the show. And he said, but why? Nobody's calling me. Nobody wants me. And so I convinced him to do the show, and 3 weeks later he was fighting in Titan FC. And then 6 months later he was the welterweight champion of the world for Titan FC. And then we did another show, and we called it, ironically enough, we called it Redemption, because I had him, I had Joe Daddy Stevenson, Eddie Gordon, and a couple other people on the show that night. And you look at that aspect, you know, where sometimes you don't see your potential, you don't see, you know, aspects of what you've created. You know, now you're on the second chapter in your life. You're on an aspect that you never knew was coming, but you're proud to be there. So if you had to open up a book and make a statement about what this aspect of Bare Knuckle Fighting Championships truly has meant to you, what would that say?
Hey, man, you know, give it your all and bring it, you know. You know, you got to bring it and do what you have to do and do best. If you can't, if you could take a hit, you're meant for bare knuckles. If you can't, you're not, you know.
Yeah, I like that. You know, if you, I'm going to ask you to make one more statement, then I got a question for you, and then we'll let you get about your day or playing games or training or doing whatever you want to do in life. But, you know, if you had to make a statement to the fight, to the fans of Bare Knuckle Fighting Championships, what they can expect come April 6th in Biloxi, Mississippi, what would that statement be, Abdel?
Hey, man, don't overlook me, you know. Don't you think that this guy is, you think Brefer is going to be one of the champions? Nah, I'm one of them. And I'm a guy that's going to bring it to him. I'm just going to bring it on April 6th. You're going to see what I've been working on. And you guys are going to be amazed at my performance. Just trust me. He's not going to make it within the second round.
You know, in life, I think we don't thank enough people. And a lot of fighters sometimes get caught up, and a lot of shows don't give them the opportunity to thank those that have helped create, you know, their career, an aspect of their life, or just give to them as your mother did. So I'm going to hand the mic to you, and if there's a statement of thanks that you would like to give to the people that stood beside you, that believed in you, that whispered the words of intent that the nightmare truly needed to move forward, now is the opportunity, and the floor is yours, my son.
Oh, thank you, thank you. You know, I just want to give it to, you know, my mom, you know, for being always there for me since from the start, even, you know, when I had my ups and downs, and always carried me and always believed in me. I have, you know, I have Coach Viet to have my back, you know, my father-in-law, and always been in my life. You know, I also have my wife, always, you know, believing in me too. I have my son that, you know, I'm motivated to, you know, to do more and make him, you know, proud to be, you know, proud for me, you know, for him to look me up, look up to me. You know, I want to thank everybody, you know, my friends that believed in me to get me where I'm at, to, you know, have people, you know, wrestling, boxing, that, you know, sparring partners, everybody that, you know, truly believed in me and head coaches that spent truly a lot of time with me, and I want to thank them. And can't thank them enough. I want to thank my sponsors, Marco 48, got sponsored Nina Cucina, Cryogenics. Got to thank Team Faro for truly believing me from the start. They've been carrying me, my career, and so. And I also want to thank the 72 Print for believing me, too. You know, I have a lot of people that, you know, I want to shout out, but, you know, I don't want to take up the time and everything.
You, hey, bro, this is all about you. You can do whatever
yeah.
you want. You know, but you're humble like that, so I like that aspect. You know, April 6th is going to be a tremendous night for you. I wish you the best of luck, my friend. I just have a strong feeling that the Nightmare is about ready to show the world what he's truly about. You know, I think you got a tremendous amount of people that are around you, a tremendous base that are pushing you forward and giving you that nudge, that enlightenment that you need in the sport. You know, but I got one more question, bro, if you don't mind, before I let you go. You look at everything that you've accomplished, and now you stepped up, and we've already determined that it's an aspect of you that you truly needed to add to yourself. But what do you take? What are your greatest takeaways as a man, not as a warrior? But what are your greatest takeaways as a man when you sit back, just as Abdel Velasquez, not the fighter, but the man, and you think about all the moments that have been created in your life and the opportunity that sits in front of you? What does it truly mean to you?
It's a blessing. I bless everything that it's been touching my life. I gotta thank God for this, you know, because he's where I always, you know, pray and always, you know, ask him for, you know, better opportunities, you know, and where I'm at and where he got me to be, and this is where I feel like my nature is going to be. It's where I belong, the KFC, and, you know, I'm still going to do what I have to do and, you know, fight my ass off, but, you know, that's pretty much what it is.
Yeah. Well, my man, it's truly been an honor to have you on the show. If there's any special, you know, messages that you'd like to shoot out to Dave Feldman or
yeah.
any of your sponsors
yeah.
that you did miss, or your social media sites, the floor is yours, homie.
Yeah, bro, no, I was going to say thank you, Dave Fama, for, you know, giving me the opportunity. Nate Shug also, for the matchmaker, for also, you know, getting to this, getting me to that card. I want to thank Viet, my coach, father-in-law, for, you know, getting me where I'm at and being one hell of a manager. My coach, Lee Burgess, too, for my Lee Burgess Modern Day Warriors, too, his gym, Team Assassin, my fight team, too. We're going to go out there and bang it out. And that's pretty much it, man.
History's going to be made. You've already created part of the brick and the foundation of the history of the new era of bare-knuckle boxing. Abdel, I'm truly honored that you came on the show today. I told you it was going to be unlike any other show you've ever been on, and I hope you enjoyed the interview, as I truly enjoyed having you on the show as a guest. You know, I want to thank Viet Le for hooking us up and bringing us together and making this happen, because without him, you would not be on the show today, and you show great humility and honor towards the sport and in life. And I commend you on for what you do out of the sport, because there's a lot of aspects of the sport that truly want to make it about themselves, but you truly give back to the community, you give back to others, and that says a lot about the way your mother brought you up and the way you've lived your life, and that's to be commended. You know, my friend, I'm truly honored you came on. I wish you the best of luck April 6th. Thank you, Dave Feldman, for bringing on such a tremendous young fighter and giving him the opportunities. With that being said, I want to thank you, Abdel. I want to wish you the best of luck come April 6th. You have a tremendous day. God bless you, brother.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, and thank you. This is not like all the other show, man. Thank you. I'd love to be in there again.
Oh, yeah, we'll get you back on, bro. We'll get you back on after April 6th because we already know what's up. Go Team Assassin. You have a good day, and God bless you, bro.
God bless. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't followed his career, I suggest you do now. That young man's on fire, and he has a great heart. You know, he's not like many of the other fighters that I've interviewed on the show, and all the other fighters don't take that to heart. Just – hear me out and listen to what I got to say. This young man at a very young age started giving back to the community. You know, he became an ambassador for Fighting for Autism. He did a lot of aspects in life that he didn't have to because he didn't have the money or that, the aspects, you know, in his career yet to do so. But he did. And that shows me a kind, caring individual. Then you look what he's created afterwards. You know, he's out on a second outing in Bare Knuckle Fighting Championships. And I think Bare Knuckle Fighting Championships 5 is going to be the day of reckoning and the new journey and a new path for the nightmare. You know, I wish him the best of luck. Thank you, Viet Le, for making this interview happen. You brought on a truly tremendous young man, and I'm blessed for it. With that being said, I want to thank Finished MMA, Juan Martinez, Cutman for Hire with Jacob Stitch Duran and Juan Ramirez. Secondly, I want to thank 86ers.net with Alfred and Freddie, and Bite Me Mouth Guards with Joe Rice and the United Way Merced. You know, without these people, I would not be able to do the show. I'm getting ready for surgery Tuesday, so stay tuned. The next 2 days are going to get crazy. Tomorrow I got Linton Vassell, Liam McGeary, Justin Baseman, and another guest that I haven't confirmed yet, so I can't say. Then you jump to Monday. I got Syed Awad and a couple others that haven't confirmed yet but want to be on Monday's show. And then Tuesday I have surgery. So we'll be pumping out some shows in the next couple of days. With that being said, I want to thank you for listening. You have a tremendous day. Please make sure you go and like The Fighter's Voice with Don McGuire. There is 2 Fighter's Voices out there. You got to put The Fighter's Voice with Don McGuire. And it's the only true voice. And thank you to Dave Feldman and Nate Shook, the Bare Knuckle Fighting Championships, for truly giving me opportunities to let these fighters shine. With that being said, have a good day. And God bless. Y'all motherfuckers ain't ready. Paving the road to get a condition committee. And the job is a machete.